So would you believe there are billions of dollars buried beneath Uptown? It's true. And today on the podcast, we'll tell you where it is, who owns it, and why you really don't have any chance of getting in. That's today on FAQ City. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE, where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanel. Let's begin. It's the end of the workday in Uptown, and the bankers and business people are heading home for the day, striding down this plain, ordinary sidewalk on Trade Street next to this plain, ordinary brown building with a fence around it. What these business people perhaps don't know is that just below them, just a story or two down, is a bustling underground operation and a massive steel-encased vault containing billions of dollars. That's because this building is the Federal Reserve. It's one of 28 branches in the country. On today's episode, we're going to get a rare look at the Fed's underground, and that's thanks to our listener, Kaylin Snyker, an engineer who lives in Huntersville, who wrote in asking what kinds of little-known spots are underground in Charlotte, and what are they like inside? Now, if you're not familiar with the Federal Reserve, here's what you need to know. It's kind of like a bank for the banks. It's in a bank's interest not to have too much cash on hand, and so whenever their reserves get a little full, they'll send their cash to the Fed for safekeeping. And if you watch the movies, it seems like some gangster is always plotting an ultimate heist involving the Fed, like in Once Upon a Time in America.
The Federal Reserve Bank. It's the biggest step we could take, Noodles.
Or in the 2005 Die Hard.
It's a heist!
What?
There's gold in the Federal Reserve, and they're headed north in dump trucks!
But in real life, robbing the Fed, at least the one here in Charlotte, would be impossible. It stood on Trade Street since 1989 as one of the most secure buildings in the city. For example, my car has to be searched inside, outside, even under the hood to get into the parking lot. Then I have to get buzzed in, walk through metal detector, all my gear x-rayed, and all this just to get inside and meet Kaylin, our question asker.
Kaylin, right?
Hey, it's nice to meet you face to face.
Leading today's tour is Kelly Stewart.
I'm the assistant vice president of the cash operation here in the Charlotte branch.
And bringing up the rear is a press agent and a very serious-looking security guard who follows us but never says anything. Kelly takes us into an elevator, and we slowly descend to the very bottom floor of the building. Then it's one last security stop.
Thank you.
Before we enter the underground operation.
Wow.
The most I've ever seen in my life.
There before us is a space that actually looks a lot like a typical office. There are cubicles, an office plant, clocks on the wall, except for these big glass rooms where workers are feeding stacks of money into machines along the wall. Also scattered around are these glass and metal laundry carts filled with bundles of cash. They're called currency bins.
These are like actual glass bins of money. Those are dollar bills.
Yes.
Those are real.
So all of the boxes or glass containers that you see around you contain currency.
Kelly says any one of those bins could be holding up to $28 million at a time. And there are at least a dozen in front of us. Kelly starts showing us around and pointing out where the money comes in and where it goes.
If you think about a little factory, that's kind of like what we are.
She says when a shipment comes in one of those armored trucks, the workers unload the cash, which is counted and inspected. And also, a fun side note, there are bottles of lotion nearly every 10 feet down here because the workers' hands tend to get dried out from handling all of that cash. Then, once the workers and the machines determine the money is good, it gets bundled up and put into one of those currency bins and rolled down to the vault. We start heading in that direction when suddenly, behind us, it is a giant yellow robot. A worker steps in and the robot stops.
These are automated guided vehicles.
That's right. The Fed has giant robots, people. The best I can describe them are giant yellow Roombas, but if a Roomba was the size of a refrigerator.
The automated guided vehicles are a piece of equipment that we use to move our currency buses in and out of the vault.
So is anyone controlling those things?
They have a program that controls them, and they follow a path and they're laser guided.
It says you're not allowed to ride it.
Correct. You are not allowed to ride the automated guided vehicles.
Those four automated guided vehicles actually have names. They're Smash, Crash, Flash, and Dash. Reportedly, Crash and Smash do actually sometimes crash into things. We stopped to take a photo, which, by the way, you can check out on our website, wfae.org/FAQCity. And then, finally, it's on to the main event, seeing the inside of the vault. It's the most tightly secured area in this building, so tight that no human is even allowed inside. In fact, Kelly says she worked for the Fed for 17 years before she even got to see the inside of this vault. But we'll get a peek coming up after this short break.
Hey, FAQ City fans. We're working on an episode, and we need your help. Immigration is a hot-button issue in Charlotte. And as we prepare for the May 8th primary, we want to hear from you. What questions do you have about the 287G program, immigration, and deportation policies in the region? Help guide our reporting by submitting your questions, no matter how big or how small, at wfae.org. While you're at it, if you want to hear more of our coverage and local reporting, make sure to download the NPR One app and give a little heart and subscribe to the FAQ City podcast. We appreciate it.
Okay, we're back and fast approaching the massive door leading into the underground vault at Charlotte's branch of the Federal Reserve. So this is the vault that we're coming up on now.
Correct. This is our currency vault.
Wow, look at that door. Do you know what that's made of?
Steel.
That's just pure? That's a pure block of steel?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's steel. Probably as thick as... That's thicker than me.
We step into the vault's doorway, that's as far as we're allowed, and take it all in.
So this is our currency vault.
It's wow.
Three stories high, two basketball courts wide. It
wow.
has the ability to store about 1,900 currency buses.
Kelly won't say exactly how much money is stored here, but it's safe to say it's in the billions. As the floor robots carry in bins of cash, another fleet of robots pick up the bins and haul them up two or three stories and shelve them in the stacks.
So what do you make of this, Kaylin?
Well, I'm an engineer, so all the automation is just amazing to me, but it's pretty cool to see just how much there is.
This is nuts.
Who would have guessed? All this right beneath Trade Street. Well, as we walk back, Kelly says this isn't exactly a secret that the Fed is trying to keep.
Do a lot of people know about that there's an underground vault and all this happening underneath Uptown Charlotte?
I think that, so I would say more people know now than maybe historically used to know. You know, we like the idea that people in our community know that we're here. You know, I told Kaylin when we met him that I was thrilled that he knew we were here to suggest that this might be a spot to come see.
With our tour concluding, we take the elevator back up to the surface and head back out to the outside world.
Cool.
Wow.
I was just amazed that it's kind of a nondescript little brown building in the middle of the city and there's billions of dollars right underground.
So this could be the end right now, the end of our underground adventures. But there was something else that Kaylin had mentioned at one point, something about some abandoned underground communications bunker somewhere near Charlotte. Perhaps that's a sequel episode? Anyone? Well, that's it for this week. Special thanks to the staff of the Federal Reserve for giving us that exclusive underground tour. And if you're still looking for more fun subjects to dig into, check out some of our past FAQ City episodes. You can find them on iTunes, Google Play, the NPR One app, and many other places. And write in with your questions about the Charlotte area. Go online and submit at wfae.org/FAQCity. And who knows, we may just find an answer on an upcoming episode. Until next time, I'm Nick Della Canale.
Next time on FAQ City.
Underground communication bunker built back in the Cold War by like AT&T and stuff.